You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Serbia's strongman Aleksandar Vučić aims to consolidate his grip on power tomorrow as he seeks to win a presidential election. This despite opposition fears that the country is heading towards authoritarian rule. While the post of president has largely been ceremonial, critics believe that it would be a much more influential position if occupied by Vučić, who tries to balance between Serbia's interests, between historical ally Russia and the European Union. Stefan Boss has more.
Serbia's opposition says Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić, who is running for president Sunday, is trying to concentrate power in his own hands. One of his main challengers, presidential candidate Vuk Jeremic, is among those openly expressing concern about the situation.
This is the first time that the OSCE was not invited to observe the elections. This is a campaign in which the ruling party's candidate received 120 times more media coverage than all opposition candidates combined.
He and others say that the campaign for Serbia's presidential poll was the dirtiest since the elections that kept strongman Slobodan Milosevic in power in the 1990s. This is expected to lead to even more tensions in the small Balkan country of 7.1 million people, where the average salary is one of Europe's lowest. Vučić says he should be president in part because Serbia saw some economic progress since he became prime minister in 2014. His government even achieved growth of 2.8% last year and began cleaning up the public finances. But the average Serbian still earns $355 per month, far below the average of most member states of the European Union, which Serbia seeks to join. In addition, unemployment is above 15%. Vučić's center-right Serbian Progressive Party is pro-EU, but the majority of the population is made up of Orthodox Slavs, and many have a closer affinity to traditional ally Russia. That's why Vučić traveled to Moscow just a week before the vote to discuss the delivery of six Russian MiG-29 aircraft. He also ran a typically bullish campaign, with a video showing a plane marked Serbia 2017 about to crash for a lack of leadership, and taking out full-page ads in the press. The opposition now hopes to force Vučić into a second election round, which will be held if nobody receives more than 50% of the vote. Shaking up the race is Luka Maksimovic. He campaigns in a Borat-style white suit, sports a samurai-style ponytail and hipster beard, touts a manifesto studded with lunatic pledges, and uses a made-up name that mocks politics as the circus of greed. Using the fictional name of Ljubisa Prelacevic, nicknamed Belly or White, analysts claim he could even become second in the race, behind Vučić, making these elections even more complicated and interesting. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.